بحب بلاسينج يمهم حيد تو اي دون نو اباوت فات شيت اي توك سو ويل يو جيف مي سام توبيك توبيكس اند توك اباوت question.
And what? What is the backward on to one to death by the bank of it?
In equal part, we shouldn't be critical of our craft. Rowan, the same one. And the color of that dead, knowable of that. The color of the design to explain that a blooming heights here. The only color that we should be able to.
Oh, inky.
Well, I don't know how to say it, but. When we're doing art and we're not supposed to be critical of our own plot, wrong?
Good.
But at the same time,
yeah.
It's the part of like the critical that is the that's what makes it crack.
Yeah.
Right.
Where are you?
To be critical, to practice. By our inmost, it means it. That it is not inmost request itself. But usually, when we become critical to our practice. We have some other purpose in our practice because we think our practice is not good enough to attain enlightenment, you know. When you become critical, at the same time, usually you have some, because you have some other purpose for A. You become critical, not by inmost request, but by some gaining idea. In this case, to be critical to your practice is not good, but if you think, or if you accept your practice as even though it is not perfect, try to be perfect is our inmost request. If so, not to be perfect itself, to be aware of our imperfect practice is itself the expression of our inmost request. If you understand this way, that is right understanding.
I will.
Did you understand what I said? I don't know whether I put it in that way or not.
Harin will request that as a request for protection.
Perfection is not so good for what, but to improve ourselves. Knowing that our effort is not strong enough, or we are not sincere enough. That is why we want some example, good example. The good example will encourage our practice, and it will help whether or not our practice is good.
Not bad.
Big difference, you know, just to be critical to ourselves because we have some gaining idea. This gaining idea is based on some visual and visible merit. But to be satisfied with ourselves is quite a different effort. To be, not to be something else, but to be ourselves, but to be thinking self. So gaining my day is not good, but instead, gaining my day, it is also gaining my day, maybe, but gaining idea to be good is not wrong. It is way thinking mind, so-called way thinking mind. Practice Buddhism for sake of Buddhism. That is true practice. Practice Buddhism for sake of something else, and that gaining idea. Without knowing that, without being satisfied with ourselves, to try to be something else. Sometimes we, you know, we try to escape from our life and to be, to go somewhere else, or to leave somewhere else. And that is not the Buddhism.
Yeah.
It is quite different. Did I explain it pretty well? Our practice is some intricate vehicle. Many people will mix up this point. Will mix up basic in mind and a gaining idea. We do not rely on even teaching. We want to be ourselves. And we want to be satisfied ourselves. How to be satisfied ourselves? Why we should follow the example? Why we should practice? Simon asked his disciple, when the car driven by a horse does not go, which do you flip? A car or a horse? Well, this is a very tricky question. Of course, he may give a flip to the horse. To give a horse to give a bit to the horse is to give a bit to the car, because car to horse is not different. The practice and the enlightenment is not different. But sometimes you think the practice and the car enlightenment is different thing. The practice is something, some mean to attain enlightenment. If you think in this way, the enlightenment is something different from you. So, and you want to be something else, because we are so stupid, so in fact. But stupid, one should be stupid. If stupid one is stupid, he is, useful. But still, even though he is stupid, It is his nature to make his effort to be more, to be better. That is his own nature.
I'm fighting. Wait.
And he's trying to be satisfied with himself. It looks like he wants to be something else, but actually he wants to be satisfied with he himself. That is true understanding. But do you think he wants to be something else? And if you try to help him, if you try to encourage him to be something else, you will kill him. But this kind of understanding is very important.
And not my heart, I'm gonna nail out the time.
It is rather hard for you, especially, to accept this truth, especially when you are young. You are quite stupid. For you should be stupid.
Damn, no!
In your mind, when I was young disciple, my master would call me a crooked cucumber. Crooked cucumber was my nickname.
The pair of a cool rap.
And when I go to enter university, I couldn't, he said, the president of our university told us something like this would have to be satisfied with the even though you study hard. Foolish one, it's foolish. Intelligent one, it's intelligent. She is all right. That he would say that in this way. But it was pretty hard to accept because all of us wanted to be some great teacher. But she said it is impossible. So to the practice is the purpose of practice is to accept myself. Knowing that all our effort is to accept ourselves, whether we become a great man or not is not the point. When we realize when we can accept myself, our service. We are already 1 week for all who like mistakes. When spring comes, we can enjoy spring flowers. When the summer comes, we can enjoy the cool moonlight. When autumn comes, we can appreciate the beauty of holidays. Porridge, and in winter we will appreciate Shila, because when we can accept things, we can accept them with health. There's no self in our mind. What we have is big light, big set.
The bright one. It's a.
We can treat mind body as we treat others. We will treat my own things as we treat others.
I mean, how about you about it? Well,
as well.
That's my bad behavior.
This is the way of Buddhist life.
For the Akinas down to leave accepting a small and this
small mind? Yeah, to accept small mind too. Knowing that is small mind. Small, big mind watching small mind. Yeah. Then small mind will work, you know? Don't you think so?
That is like the law on the rip.
Yeah, what? If you know that it's small mind, if you know the nature of the your tool, you can use the tool. If it is small, you can use when we cut small thing. When you help small-minded person, you should use small mind. Knowing that is small, very small. So what's that question?
A few months ago, you said that all having called you the bread. Well, since that time, they have become great soul to ring it. And it's pile in nature of the functioning of our small mind to the text to all we feel and direct the upcoming to be soul. It seems for me critical to be all for character of it, the quiet world of. And I pray that the reef I love, I yell, father, but do the little way of thinking, or dang cool way of thinking. I have some pipeline to critique, or I fall as a cow of breaking, creating fire fall with troubles of my breathing that I long to have the change such a shot. And he done look. Unfortunately, it's all there I deal with and men to run to the dog to call for me to be stall. And seems to be an unstable by my heart.
True. Seems to be it's right. Seems to be. In not exactly so, but seems to be. The not very good. It seems to be small mind. You know, it seems to be big mind. But actually, it is both big mind and small mind. But when you think this is big mind and this is small mind, that's, you know, duality, gap. When you want to decide this is good, this is bad, this is small mind, this is big mind. You have duality already. But actually, there's no big mind without small mind. Small, big mind is a mind which is working on small mind. If there's no small mind, there's no big mind.
Then call us all, we do not necessarily have to be a dual one thing I couldn't be. Don't cry.
Good. Not just. When you accept the dualistic activity, even. To accept is to find the oneness. So, when you do not accept it, that is duality. No way to solve it, or that it is just a deluded idea, which will cause memory, which will be the cause of trouble. But when you accept it, there's oneness. And the problem is actually solved when you accept it. When you accept the problem, you accept your true nature, which is working on it. When you accept your true nature, you know, fundamentally there's no problem. But as long as we did moment after moment, we have to work on something. So, problem, dualistic problem, will give you the meaning of life, your life. It is ornamental in your life.
Ornamental?
Mm-hmm. What are ornament? Your life will be more colorful. It may be beautiful. That is the difference.
Sorry.
Tell me the question.
I thought that were in
We have 20 minutes more. Please relax.
This lecture is continued on track 2 from this point.
The question, which do you hit? The cat or the horse? Was the question given to Basso by now the crowd disciple, the sixth patriarch,
Jain.
His famous word is, although you stay to the point, it will not be right. That is his famous statement. Although you say it quite well, to the point, it will not be right. Because it is also double-edged sword. It means if we even though you say so you will not understand it. And that is one meaning. Another meaning is whatever you say that is right. It's double-edged sword. The sixth patriarch emphasized a bear of opposite. 36, he pointed out 36 bears of opposite. He will then move down back.
So too angry.
I think Nanak also his practice is his understanding of the teaching is based on also on the duality. According to him, something good is at the same time something which is bad. Good and bad is two sides of the one coin.
What do you want to say? What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
Rafael Nanak was practicing Dzogchen. Basop but practicing Dzogchen, Nanak said, why do you practice? What is the purpose of your practice? He said, I want to be a Buddha. He said, is it Nanak, the teacher, picked up a tire and started to preach. disciple Basso asked the teacher, why do you preach a tire? Is it possible? Or is it possible to make a tire a mirror? A teacher said, no, it is impossible. This is very famous story. To police that. That is our practice. Even though you police tire, tire is tire. But to polish is no practice. Whether it doesn't matter whether it will make a mirror or not. To polish it is our practice. And that is the goal, that is the enlightenment. The effort to polish the base of our true nature. Our true nature makes us person. So whether it will make a near or not, it's not the point. But Nanak could not, Basso could not understand it. So the teacher said, continue. If the car does not go, if the car driven by a boat that won't go, to which do you give? You are happy. That was the question. Because Basso thought cart is a horse, horse is horse, and it car driven by a horse is something different. Those are two. Because they think because he thought Corson car is quite different. In other words, practice and boom to attain enlightenment is different. So he said, which do you? To which do you give your faith? Then start. If you think, if you practice hard, you will attain enlightenment sooner. If you are really in your practice,
then
you are dead and die to it.
I'll hold him to the bridge, mate.
Sure. This kind of love, understanding is usual understanding of practice. But actual practice is when you practice that, the practice itself are enlightened, not separated from enlightened. Practice is not separate from enlightened. When you practice it, the practice is the expression of your true nature. Where you practice it, you have your true nature. And so you have to accept that true nature expressed on that moment. That is Nanak's suggestion.
I'm out with the most Harper.
When you understand this way, you can apply whatever you do, it is expression of true nature. Scientific research, philosophical study, or artistic work, or our culture, an expression of our true nature. But if you understand our practice as a means of attaining enlightenment, you cannot apply our practice before you attain enlightenment.
No, well, you worry about that a different
But if you have right understanding of practice, whatever you do, that is expression of Buddha nature.
Would
that be different? In your understanding, in between those two understandings of practice.